Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. And thank you for downloading this one. Hope your Saturday's going well. And thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk, link below. Do check it out for their support in enabling me to do this. And let's talk about something a little bit more lighthearted than normal, because, you know, we do tackle a lot of stuff here and a lot of it's serious stuff, you know, but every now and again, I think it's good to kick back and have a laugh. And when it comes to having a laugh, I mean, you can't do better than Humza Yousaf, the leader of the current leader of the SNP in Scotland, I should say. And so I saw a post that he put out yesterday. It's kind of hilarious. It's a picture of Humza with his high-vis vest on and his hard hat on. He's at a building site. And he says, this is what he says. This is funny. In a second, you'll see the joke. Every family in Scotland deserves somewhere to call home. That's why I've announced an extra 80 million to bring empty properties back into use as affordable homes. What a brilliant scheme, Humza. So you've found 80 million. I wonder where you found it. You found 80 million to bring these empty properties back into use as affordable homes, right? And then this is where it gets funny. It's because then someone has added the essential information that the Scottish government cut the affordable homes budget by 26% or 200 million in December 2023. Announcing 80 million now means that overall spending on affordable housing in Scotland is 120 million less than last year. So in trying to virtue signal the 80 million extra that he's spending, he's forgetting about the 200 million that he cut. So it's a bit tragic, you know, whenever a PR thing like this goes wrong. But in my opinion, you know, this is where we are with Humza Yousaf. He cancelled his press conference yesterday. He's trying to front it out. He's trying to keep himself desperately in position. I don't know if that's going to be actually possible or not. I suspect in the next week or so, we will certainly find out, because there will be a vote of no confidence held in him. Who knows how that will go? You know, you can't be sure. But certainly, I mean, I'm sure Labour in Scotland must love it, because SNP are so damaged. And then there was the other point which I had noted yesterday, and that is, if you think that the SNP are going to do badly as things stand right now, okay, just imagine for one moment, if you will, that a certain other person was arrested on embezzlement charges. Now, we know that Peter Murrell, the CEO of the SNP and husband of Nicola Sturgeon, has been charged with embezzlement. Be awful if, imagine if someone else was the same crime. I wonder what impact that would have on the SNP, because that, who knows, anything's possible in life and politics. That, and indeed crime, that could happen. And if so, I think that would be the death knell for the SNP. And, you know, we've got months ahead before there's going to be a general election, be it in the summer or be it in the autumn, it doesn't matter. And at any point, you know, you could wake up one morning and see on your news headlines that a certain other individual in Scotland, high profile, was arrested by the police and charged. Now, that mightn't happen, but if it does happen, and there's reason to suspect that, well, you know, it mightn't be beyond the pale of possibility, let's put it like that, then I wonder what the impact would be on the SNP. On their website, the SNP call themselves Scotland's largest political party and party of government. That's how they describe themselves, Scotland's largest political party and party of government. And that is true, has to be said, that is true at this point in time. But I think by the end of the year, that won't be true any longer. And, you know, it'll be fascinating to see how things play out. But certainly the SNP are taking incredible levels of damage that, frankly, I never you know, I've said this before, in January 2023, so that's just over a year and 4 months ago, Nicola Sturgeon, Queen of Scotland's, Queen of all she surveyed, SNP, still popular, everything going swimmingly, and then bang, she resigns suddenly, abruptly, for no reason. And then, well, the rest is history. And obviously, when she resigned, there was a big battle to succeed her. And Humza Yousaf let it be known that he was the continuity candidate. He's not the continuity candidate. I mean, it was Nicola Sturgeon who put in place the coalition or the Boot House agreement with the Greens. It was she that put that in place back in 21 to try and sustain this minority government that they have in Scotland. So she put it in place, and it was Humza Yousaf who basically tore it up when he accidentally agreed with two sensible things. I mean, this is the other element of clown world in this. As you know, the reason it's all fallen apart for him is that the SNP decided that they weren't going with a 75% cut in carbon emissions by 2030 because it's impossible, and they weren't going with puberty blockers for kids, which is degenerate. And that was too much for the Greens, and that triggered them. So, as I said, all very strange. You've got to wonder, did no one around Humza Yousaf say to him, listen, if we do this, we're going to probably end up, shooting ourselves in the foot. But that seems to be what they're doing. But anyway, he's promising an extra $80 million for affordable housing, having cut the affordable housing budget by $200 million. Good old Humza. I told you he would be a quality choice to be leader. He's proven to be so, providing maximum comedy. Thanks for listening.